It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori. And you've heard me talk about golfing in Ireland and how Ireland is one of my favorite destinations for golf for many reasons. And joining me now to talk about the Irish golf experience is Alison Metcalf of Tourism Ireland. Alison, welcome to Talkin' Golf.
Great to be back, Anne, as always.
It's always great to visit with you. And I am always astounded at how many incredible golf courses there are in Ireland. And I read where there are over 400 golf courses, which is remarkable for such a small country. And one third of the world's links courses are on the Emerald Isle. It's just outstanding that golf is just such a big part of the country where you're from.
Absolutely. I mean, as you mentioned, we've got one third of the world's links courses. And that's, you know, when golfers are looking at where they want to travel, particularly from North America, it is the links courses that they want. But I suppose what we always like to talk about is obviously we've got great golf. But it is also about the 19th hole and the other things to do around a golfing vacation. So Ireland obviously is home to world championship golf courses, but it's also home to a lot of other hidden gem courses as well. And I think for golfers that have been to the island of Ireland and played some of those championship courses, there's also good reasons to go back and get off the beaten track and support other regions around the island of Ireland. So we're very proud of what we have to offer. We're very proud of, obviously, the Irish golfers out on tour who are great ambassadors for us. But I think what we're trying to do here is promote the complete package, all of the ingredients for golf vacation, great golf, great links courses, you expect that, great hospitality, great places to stay, and fun things to do off the golf course.
Well, I've been going for years, as you know, and, you know, golfers knew about, you know, Ballybunion, Portmarnock, Lahinch, Old Head was, you know, a newer golf course back in the day, Royal County Down, Royal Portrush. But now, you know, that what were once the hidden gems are really well known to American golfers. You know, Carn amongst the high dunes on the West Coast. Then you have the nine holes at Cruet Island, Ballyliffin, Enniscrone, Dunebag, Tralee, the island. So many to choose from. There's just an abundance of wealth regarding links courses and parkland courses in Ireland.
Absolutely. And I think the great thing about Ireland is that you can actually base yourself in different regions. So again, for people that have sort of done some of the signature courses, for example, I mean, for those folks that actually want to base themselves in the city, for example, you can base yourself in Belfast, and from Belfast, you can get to play Royal County Down, Ardglass. You can get up to the North Antrim Coast, the Causeway Coast, and play Royal Portrush, Port Stewart, Castle Rock, Ballycastle. But you can also play some of those really tremendous parkland courses like Malone or Royal Belfast, which is the oldest golf course in Ireland. Same thing from Dublin. Again, you can base yourself there, and you've got great opportunities to play. You know, you can play the K Club, you can go to Portmarnock, you can do Royal Dublin, you can play the European and still have the opportunity to have nightlife back in the city. So there's the urban basis, but then there's also, as you mentioned, you know, the Northwest is very popular. We talk about hidden gems. I don't really like to use that term anymore because, as you say, they're not so hidden, but it also possibly implies that the golf isn't as great, and it's fantastic golf, fantastic links courses. So whether it is, you know, Ballyliffin or Carn or Enniscrone or any of those courses in the Northwest, again, you can base yourself and drive out each day. And I think sometimes there's a myth that in Ireland you have to keep driving to play golf. You can base yourself in a different region and go out and play at least three or four different courses, so you don't need to be uprooting every day and packing up, and that makes the whole experience a lot more enjoyable. I think that's a factor worth mentioning.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you the best way to plan a golfing trip to Ireland, and as you have alluded to, it's really, I think, picking a region or two and then just kind of staying in that region, whether you're, you know, playing courses around Dublin or you go to the Southwest, which is one of my favorite regions in Ireland. You know, you can fly into Shannon at that point, or you go up to the Northwest. And, you know, the last trip in May when I went, I started in the Southwest and, you know, Dunebag, Lahinch, and then drove up to Carn, which was only a couple hour drive, but it's a gorgeous drive. And driving in Ireland is one of my favorite things to do. It's just the scenic beauty is just I love it, and I love to drive in Ireland. You know, you're on the left-hand side of the road. You're the stick shift's completely opposite. The seat in the car is completely opposite. It's just a whole cool adventure that you know you have to get used to. But I just love that. So, don't you think picking a region or two and kind of staying in those areas might be the best way to organize a golfing trip to Ireland?
Absolutely. And I think, the average golf trip is probably, 7 to 9 days. So if you base yourself in two regions, that works really well. So as you said, you could be in Dublin and then head up to the northwest coast, or you could go Dublin and then go around to the southwest. So it's very accessible. And I think also what that gives you an opportunity to also get under the skin of the location where you decide to base yourself. So you can enjoy some of the other local experiences and attractions. And I often say when you're planning a golf trip, I mean, people ask you, what's the best way to do that? I would engage, certainly consult with a specialist golf tour operator. They can certainly make those experiences for you totally turnkey. They can put the full itinerary together for you, accommodation, transportation, sightseeing, as well as the golf, depending upon what your needs are. And our experience is really for most golfers traveling to Ireland, most of the itineraries are customized, depending upon whether they've been before, the type of group, the type of experience that they want. So definitely consult with one of the golf tour operators. They can also secure the tee times on those signature courses, which sometimes can be difficult to secure. But so do that. And also, I would suggest visitingireland.com as well, just to get some general information in terms of what a potential route might look like.
And let's talk about some of the championships that will be on the Emerald Isle in the next couple of years. Royal Portrush, after they hosted the Open Championship in 2019, is hosting again very soon, correct?
Fantastic, absolutely. The Open Championship will be back at Royal Portrush next year, 2025. As you say, only 6 years since they successfully hosted the last Open in 2019. I was up at Royal Portrush just about a month ago, and I think the club and the course is in good shape. The development is well underway, so we're very excited about that. I mean, certainly the eyes of the world will be on Royal Portrush, and indeed just all of the Great Links golf course in Northern Ireland, but on the island of Ireland. I mean, it certainly does put Ireland on the map. And then in 2027, the Ryder Cup will be hosted at Adair Manor. So again, a superb parkland course, which underwent some major sort of upgrades back in 2018. The original course was designed by Robert Trent Jones, and it was Tom Fazio that made some of those upgrades. So very excited to have the Ryder Cup back. And I think also when you look at the Open coming back to Royal Portrush, what it's also done is you're going to see the opening of a lot of new accommodation options as well for visitors. Whether you're traveling to the Open, or more importantly, whether you're going to leverage the legacy of that and travel to play Portrush either before or after the tournament, you're going to see new hotels opening up. Dunluce Lodge, which is going to be a beautiful 35-bedroom luxury property, has wonderful views over the fourth fairway. There's a new Hilton property, part of the Tapestry collection, called the Marcus Hotel, which is opening next year, about 80 plus bedrooms. So as a golfing destination, the Causeway Coastal Route is really just growing and growing in its stature, and the offering that is available to golfers continues to expand. So very exciting times for us. We're really looking forward to those two tournaments, and really the eyes of the world being on Irish golf.
2019 Open Championship. I was there, you were there. Irishman Shane Lowry wins it. How magical was that? What are your memories, Allison, from that 2019 Open Championship at Royal Portrush?
Well, I just remember first of all, just the pride that Ireland had in hosting that tournament. I mean, the spectators, I think I was there most days, so practice rounds as well as the tournament days, sellout crowds, whether people were a golfers or not, they were there. They came from all around the world, but more specifically, they came from the island of Ireland. In terms of the golf, I think it was just it was quite an emotional occasion, I think, because it was 1951, I think, was the last time that the Open was hosted at Royal Portrush. It was great, to see the Irish golfers here, but to see the golfers from around the world be in this part of the island of Ireland. I remember the great weather. I also remember Shane Lowry coming down the 18th when he was certainly set up to win the rain. We had all sorts of weather. It was in July. But I think just the spirit of the tournament was fantastic. And I think overall, just to have the world's media there as well, it was just phenomenal. I think that 2025 is going to be equally as good, if not better. And so I understand the RNA are expanding it, so there will be opportunities for more spectators to visit Royal Portrush. And I think it's very exciting. And even just to look at the work now that's going on at Royal Portrush around their second course, which is the Valley course at Rathmore. I mean, I think post the Open, and this work will be finished before the Open, but post the Open, the opportunities for visitors to play at Portrush are going to be significantly increased. You have two great 18-hole golf courses there, so there'll be more on offer for golfers going forward.
And I just got back from a trip literally last evening, and Royal County Down was one of the courses that we played, and they're hosting the Irish Open. I mean, this is one of the most spectacular links courses in the world, with the mountains of Mourne in the backdrop, and it's just so well regarded, and it lives up to the hype, obviously. And Rory McIlroy, as you say, committed to playing in the Irish Open. Your thoughts on, not just the Open Championship at Royal Portrush and Adair Manor hosting the Ryder Cup in 2027, but the Irish Opens go to all these great golf courses as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's great to see the home open back at such esteemed courses, such signature courses, and Royal County Down. I remember being at the Irish Open when it was last hosted at Royal County Down, and seeing the guys tee off, and particularly, I think the location of Royal County Down, as you said, it's stunning. It's where the ranches of Mourne sweep down to the sea. It's unique. It's a great challenge, obviously. It's often ranked as number one in the world. Lots of blind tees. So I think it's just going to be tremendous. And hosting all of these tournaments just continues to profile and put a spotlight on the Island of Ireland as a world-class golfing destination. Again, as we talk about the links courses, I think it's also just worth mentioning, there's some great parkland courses. We also host, we've got the Ladies Irish Open, that'll be at Carton House. So there's a lot of other courses there. And I think when we look at Ireland, most of the Americans and North Americans would travel to the links courses, but also that there's great interest in playing some of those signature parkland courses, whether it's the K Club, which formerly hosted the Irish Open, or Carton House, or the European. And depending on who's golfing, it's a lot more women traveling to play golf in Ireland, couples playing golf in Ireland. So there's a broad offering for visitors, and certainly the links courses are certainly the primary draw. But I think that there's we're trying to sort of ensure that the breadth of that golfing experience, we get that message out there, because there is something for everybody.
Sure. Dromoland Castle, they hosted the Women's Irish Open a couple years, just breathtaking, just such luxury accommodations there. Mount Juliet, as you mentioned, Adair Manor, there's such a variety. And I just think that is, again, you just want to keep going over there, because you can't possibly, play all of them, but it offers, a great variety of links courses, parkland courses, and accommodations, from bed and breakfasts to manor homes to castles.
Exactly. As you said, there's something for everybody, everybody's taste, everybody's budget. And Ireland is very accessible. So once you arrive in Ireland, the distances aren't that great. And equally so, getting to Ireland is also very accessible from North America. And in the US, we've got direct services now from 18 gateways. So it's never been easy to get to the island of Ireland. More year-round access. We've got more direct air access into Shannon, which is really important for those golfers wanting to play in the southwest and west, and enjoy some of the great scenery along the Wild Atlantic Way. So all of those ingredients, I think, are in place. The infrastructure is good, easy to get around. The value is there. And certainly, and I think when we talk about golf, if you want to obviously play the signature courses, you will pay a certain green fee. But there's also incredible value around in some of the other links courses, some of those lesser known courses which offer fantastic experiences. So there's still plenty of value. There's certainly availability there. But again, we do encourage people to, if you want those signature links courses, book early, just to make sure you're not disappointed.
All right, Alison Metcalf from Tourism Ireland, thank you for those tips. And coming up, we'll continue this discussion. Jack Milko, golf writer for SB Nation, he was on the golf media trip to Ireland as well. And he writes about all kinds of issues in golf. So we will also talk to him about some of the top stories in the game. So stay where you are. Jack Milko will join me in a few minutes.